Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
One More for Milan by Josh Valcarcel, North Carolina, USA. I was raised in Spain with Spanish father and American mother, so I have double citizenship and two passports. I've flown many international flights. While in college in the USA, I planned to go home to Spain for Christmas. My fiancé lived there, and I hadn't seen her for 5 months. I was 21 at the time. I flew to Newark, New Jersey, then took the connecting bus to JFK. My flight was on Alitalia to Milan, then Barcelona. I was well prepared, tickets in place, passports on hand, good book to read. I got to JFK 6 hours ahead of my departure and joined the Alitalia line. Catastrophe struck when I reached the counter and realized I had no tickets. I was dumbfounded. I'd shown them to the connection bus driver, yet I had my Spanish passport, but not my American one. Finally, I realized I'd left them on the bus seat. A deep, sick feeling came over me. Without those tickets, I was stuck. I had 5 hours. I struggled back to the buses with my two large suitcases and a large carry-on. I hailed buses, but few stopped. The first three said to go to Newark to the lost and found. They couldn't help without the bus number. The fourth person finally used the radio, to no avail. The fifth said, "Step back onto the curb and I'll be right with you." He then closed his door and sped off. Returning to Alitalia, I asked for help, such as a reprint, since I had my Spanish passport. The lady firmly said she saw my ticket on the screen, but a reprint wasn't possible. Another ticket would be $485. I only had $27.75. As hours ticked by, I became more aggressive. I followed the Alitalia supervisor, pleading for a reprint exception. He said to buy another ticket. Finally, standing by the service desk, I heard a representative say, "No more people for the Milan flight. The door is closed." I realized I wasn't going home, covered my face with my hands, and started to cry in despair. Then a lady asked, "Young man, why are you crying?" I sobbed through the main facts, and immediately she said, "You're not staying here. You're going home." She marched me back into the customer service, gave the lady my passport, saying, "Print this ticket right now." And then on the radio, "Hold Milan, I've got one more." It seemed a dream, but there was my ticket. At the screening area, 120 people waited in line to be searched. Then an officer shouted, "Who's the guy going to Milan?" I raised my hand, and people stepped aside. Safely in my seat, I suddenly realized that I hadn't thanked the person who, in a moment, changed my tear-filled face to a tear-filled face with a smile. So to the Alitalia employee, whoever you are, thank you. I am now happily married and have a little girl.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.